Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Howdy. Well, whether you found us by accident, can't find the remote, too lazy to get up, getting laid, whatever the reason, God help you all, kids, you have found Sports Overnight America. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, where we have the highest gas prices in the country. Thank you very much. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster of a radio program. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. My voice is still shot, by the way, I guess, from my trip to Tejas. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93, along with my personal chauffeur, The Great Cabby. How are you?
What's up?
That's enough out of you. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here, 202-456-1414. That's the number of the White House. If you want to drop them a line just a tip, they have caller ID. Found that out during the Bush administration a few times. Are you done hacking up a lung over there? Do you want to talk into the goddamn microphone?
It's not going to get better.
Pull the... You've been sitting here for 10 minutes. You waited until we go on the air to put the microphone... Yes. Pull it... God, save us, man.
I had to get pretzels and the...
I don't... You've been sitting there for 5 minutes.
Yes.
You waited 5 minutes to pull the mic closer to you, and then when... There you go.
And started coughing.
Jesus Christ. What do I got to do?
I don't know. Talk sports?
Yeah, man. The funny thing happened on their way to their three-peat, as you've already predicted, for next year with the Warriors. Sports Radio 610 out of Kansas City, or 810, whatever the hell it is, is already reporting that Steph Curry has a torn MCL and he's done for the remainder of the playoffs. They're not doing the MRI until Monday, but yet these guys in Kansas City know it already.
Well, they have Deion Sanders inside info.
Okay. I don't know where you were going with that, but okay. The Celtics have pulled even. Be honest with you, I think Isaiah Thomas got a bit of the break from the league for not getting suspended. But hey, you know what? Hey, I'll take it. I'm a Celtic.
Hold this.
I'll take that. The Spurs are flat out on a roll, and some bizarre baseball games on Sunday. We'll talk about that. Anything else that I'm missing?
NHL.
Johnny Manziel got indicted in Texas.
Oh, there you go.
Shocking. He can hang out with the affluenza kids. Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Let me tell you something. If we'd have stayed on the Merritt Parkway instead of getting off on exit 29 and going east to Greenwich, I don't think we'd have wound up in Bridgeport so many times.
Shut up.
Really? A Connecticut rep? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hello, world. Hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of love in this world.
Okay, okay. Susan Crowe, who played the youngest, the tambourine player, she just passed away recently. She lived in Bullhead City, Arizona, right across the dam there from Nevada. She was the manager of a state.
Like Henderson?
Huh?
Henderson, Nevada?
Wherever the Hoover Dam is, whatever the name of town. But anyway, she was manager of like an Office Max or something. She just got out of showbiz. And of course, David Cassidy was, Shirley Jones was his stepmother.
You ever see his show, the CIA show he did? It was really good.
Oh, when he was an undercover?
No. He's the head of the CIA.
No, the one I remember, I saw him in the Technicolor Raincoat off Broadway in Boston years ago. He was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it was when that unit with Dennis Haysbert was out, but I can't think of the show.
No clue. It's not like I'm keeping up with David Cassidy these days. I was more of a Sean Cassidy guy.
CBS only plays.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live. I Radio Live. I don't know what my throat doesn't hurt. I'm not sick. Uh-huh. I just think I did some permanent damage of some kind when I was in Texas. Let me see. Let me see what I did here when I was in Texas. Okay. Let's see.
Got arrested.
No, not this time.
Well, you got jacked.
No, not this time. Okay. That's when they pulled me over and they said, Warrior shirt.
No. Exactly.
Really? And the cops in San Antonio rousted me for wearing a Warrior shirt.
Well, that's still a felony in Texas.
They did it in jest. But anyway, let's see. Flew into Texas. Well, that alone is pretty sick. Tried that Four Horsemen burger. That was really stupid. Drank an awful lot. Did some things that I can't mention on the air because they're not only illegal in Texas, they're also illegal in California, which is kind of hard to do.
Soaked in the sun.
I sat in the humidity in the sun because I got a tan, you see? Yeah. I did get some rays. Saw the flooding in Houston. Drank a lot there. And I don't know exactly what I don't get in any fights. I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those things.
I think you missed a tiger attack where this tiger got loose. Not
that was. Yeah, I was on a leash just outside of Houston. They didn't attack anybody.
No, they said the other one killed. The Florida one got killed.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. But the Houston one kept going up to people, licking them in the face.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a tiger coming at you at all?
Well, tigers are one. Excuse me. Tigers are one of three animals on Earth that they know of that will actively seek out man. If hungry, like in other words, there are certain animals they will go if they're starving and there's nothing else around.
Yes,
Nobody's ever been eaten by a shark. Sharks don't like the taste of people. They actually done studies on this. I used to work for a volunteer at the Marine Mammal Center.
Right, they're just testing you.
Yeah, they take a bite. Oh, I don't like that. And they go and get a seal and chew that up to bits.
Kind of like MasterChef on Fox.
Something like that. Yeah exactly. Very good reference. So, but no, tigers are one of them. Tiger looks at us and he's taking hors d'oeuvre. Polar bears, who are the only mammals that are all mammals are either left-handed or right-handed, with one exception, and that's polar bears. They're all left-handed for some reason, and they don't understand why.
I think they get a better contract in the main.
Yeah, they do. That's why they have good curveball pitchers. Okay. And the Komodo dragon, the monitor lizard, those guys, they'll go after a prey. They don't even have to be hungry. They see you, they're thinking, yum.
I always love those in the old dinosaur movies.
Yeah, they try to pass them off as being 500 feet long or something. Yeah, exactly. We're going to get to the hoops thing here a little bit because there's some big-time doings here in the Bay Area involving our guy, Steph Curry. There was some bizarre baseball games today. I mean, really strange. And the start of them all off was the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Nationals. What? I mean, so... Huh. So the Nats... So Minnesota goes up. Hold on, I'm doing some math.
Thanks for the warning.
Thank you very much. Minnesota goes up 4-2. And they have two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Washington has nobody on. They let Washington tie it up. They put three in the top of the eighth. Minnesota ties it up in the bottom. Puts up two to make it 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth. Minnesota has the bases loaded. Nobody out in the top of the ninth. They don't score. Washington ties it up in the bottom of the ninth. They go to the 15th. Minnesota takes the lead, boot the ball with two out. Washington ties it at the bottom of the 15th. And I don't even want to get into the play that got them the winning run. Washington wins the game 6-5 in 16 innings in our nation's capital, which
they're rolling.
Which is 14-4. And another game, and as you, someone who absolutely detests the Los Angeles Dodgers, you're going to love this one.
Tommy Lasorda tried to get me kicked out of a game.
He should have because you're a disgrace.
Actually, twice.
You're a disgrace. You should not be allowed in Dodger Stadium.
They always have six cops around me when I go for some odd reason. I'm not sure what that's all about.
So Colorado, it's 7-5 Dodgers. Colorado puts up an five spot in the bottom of the eighth.
Told you they had some bats.
Right? They put their man out. Their man out there.
Yeah.
You know, their closer. Dodgers put up five in the top of the ninth. They win the game 12-10.
Welcome to Colorado.
Honest to God. I mean, the other one. Here was the other one that was just an absolute piece. It was an absolute joy to behold. So Pittsburgh and Arizona evidently are playing a game where they're pitching underhand. Because, I mean, Pittsburgh ended up with 20 hits. Arizona had 15 in this one. You okay?
No.
It's 8-6 going into the bottom of the it's 8-4. Going into the bottom of the eighth, Arizona puts up a two spot, all with two outs. Put up a two spot in the bottom of the ninth to tie it up at eight. Okay? Pittsburgh puts up two in the top of the 12th. Sure as God made little green apples, guess what Arizona does? Two in the bottom of the 12th. 13th inning, finally, Pittsburgh puts up two more. 12-10. 35 hits in this game. 35 hits.
Isn't that the precision of baseball, though? You get the runs you need. That's the whole strategy. Well, like when you're down by two, we need two runs.
Score more than the other guys. That's
no, right, but get walked, hit by pitch, whatever it's going to take.
And then the Red Sox, they got their lights out closer from San Diego, right? They give up two in the bottom of the ninth to Houston, let them tie it. Now, eventually the Sox win it in 12-7-5. This kid, Ryan Hannigan, I got to tell you this one.
Uh-oh.
This kid, Ryan Hannigan, the Sox have first and second, nobody out. And Holt bunts them over, sacrifice. He got second and third. This kid Hannigan's batting like 88 or 200, right around. If he's hitting 200, he's lucky. And he was 1-for-5 in the game or something like this at this point. He gets out there and a 17 pitch at bat and works out a walk. And then Jackie Bradley gets up there the next at bat, 1-2 count, hits a base hit to tie the game. They had to attack on it. But a 17 pitch at bat. And he works out a while. At one time, he fouled off 9 straight pitches.
I think you're the only person in the U.S. that knows who these guys are.
Yeah, I don't know who they are either.
They're on Boston, right?
Ryan Hannigan can walk in here in full uniform holding a sign. Yeah. And I'd be like, who are you?
Red Sox. That's Boston, right?
Now, Jerry Seinfeld was right years ago when he said, you know what, it's gotten to the point now where we are rooting for laundry. And he's right.
Well, that's your team.
No, but I understand. No, but
that's a good one.
And I know I'm going to sound like the old guy here, but for those of you who are over the age of 45, we'll say, you're right. I mean, there was when I was a kid, I mean, with the Padres, it didn't count with you because the Giants sucked then too.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know, when I was a kid, every year, with a couple of exceptions, every year, Yaz was in left, and then of course, then calling him Freddie Lynn and Dwight Evans, and then Rice. Those guys, they were always there. Burleson was your shortstop. Rico Petrucelli was always at third base. He was a short front. Second base, you know, you had Doug Griffin and Dwight. But first base, George Scott or Cecil Cooper or Yaz. Fisk was there. And your pitchers, you know, Willoughby, right. Fergie Jenkins, then first Fergie Jenkins with the Red Sox, Billy Lee, yep. Ricky Wise, you know, Teon. I mean, every year, you look at the roster, oh, he's new.
Very little platooning.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, and I know, now, okay.
But I like that. You know, it helps the smaller teams. Like, look at Kansas City. Every year they're losing players, and they come right back. They're 12-6
Yeah,
again
but, but they've been stocking up first-round picks for a millennium now because they sucked for
so
bad.
Well, that's what the Cubs are going to emphasize on.
The Cubs, I'm telling you, the Cubs, by the way, 9-0 over Cincinnati on Sunday night, and Hamill threw a three-hitter. You know, it's the Cubs, though. They're going to find a way to screw it up. And they're gonna find a way. I know it's a different. I know it's a different mindset. I know it's a different ownership group. But it's the Cubs, man. They're gonna find a way.
I don't know that McCarthy.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. 2016. Back to the future.
Yeah. Okay.
That was last year.
Yeah, it was last year. No, I was saying. I hope I'm wrong. I really. I would give anything to see a Red Sox Cub World Series. I would give anything for that. I would have in 2003. It should have been
really the Red Sox. Really?
No, in 2003 it should.
Oh, it should have been. Right.
You know, and that would have one of those two teams would have ended their dry spell if you want to call it that long.
I went to all the pod.
But if it was no, it wasn't for Alex Gonzalez booting that ground ball, and you can blame Bartman all you want. That wasn't his fault. Alex Gonzalez boots a routine double play ball. You know, and with the Red Sox, you know, Grady Little, really?
Yeah.
I was at that game, too. God.
And what person is not going to try to catch a foul ball at a playoff game?
Well, there's a great document. There was a great 30 for 30 that Alex Gidney did called Catching Hell.
Yeah.
And using technology and everything. Everybody was grabbing for that thing. Everybody was.
How about when a Bonds home run hit? Everybody's killing each other. They're trying to, you know.
Totally off topic.
I'm just talking about.
No.
You're not going to make an instantaneous decision like that.
That's different. Those are people 400 feet away, 40 rows
right.
back. That's completely different.
No, it's going for a ball in the stands. It's right. the same.
That's good. But, yeah. I mean, there, Laura, Laura Holmes, he was sitting next to this attorney named Laura Holmes. He was with two of his friends. And they isolated each person. They actually could clear out everybody else's seats and just show the person individually, like what Bartman did, what Laura Holmes did. She's a great, cute little lawyer. And this was not this kid's fault. And the thing is, nobody would have known about it except the people that were outside the fence were watching it on TV. And one guy called another guy on his cell phone and said, "That guy did it," and that's where everyone's. No one said anything about Bartman till the people who were outside on Waveland Avenue, who were watching it on a TV that a guy was holding up. Someone called into the stadium on a cell phone to someone who was sitting near Bartman, said, "That guy down there with the hat and the green turtleneck and the Walkman, that's who did it." And that's when everybody started getting on Bartman's case.
Yeah, he's been miserable since.
No, you know, and the thing is, the bottom line about this, the whole story with Bartman is, Dusty Baker said it. And a few other people said, what's his name? Alex Karras? Eric Karras.
The Dodger first baseman?
Well, he was with the Cubs at the time. He was on the field when that happened.
I know who you're talking about.
The person who came out of this with the most dignity, and again, the people from the Chicago media said the same thing. The person who came out of this with the highest amount of dignity and kept himself to the classy of this whole episode was Steve Bartman. He was the one who maintained he has been offered a king's ransom for it. And this is a guy who just said, "I'm sorry, I screwed up." You know? And I, you know, good Steve Bartman. I got news for you. That you know that kid is. Well, he's not a kid. No, he's in his 40s. That's the definition of class, Steve Bartman, and he really is. And I'm sorry, Cubs. You're still not going to win it, though.
What about me?
Oh, Jesus Christ! You wouldn't even be considered class in a brothel. 1-800-878-7529 and a bad brothel at that in the Philippines.
I've been kicked out of all the brothels.
I've seen you kicked out of the Tenderloin.
Get the hell out!
And there's nothing but hookers and crack dealers there. And they're not even good.
They're welcome, not me.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Kind of lazy about that. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Just get a hold of me personally. I am the only Jerry Burke spelled this way. GERRIEBURKE. My parents had a sense of humor about that. Swear to God. Just saying. 1-800-878-7. Yeah, your mic's down. What were you saying?
It's kind of like the Oscar Mayer song.
Could try to be funny. 1-800-878-7529. Sports Overnight America. I'll live by.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Imagine a man who takes money out of a child's piggy bank and puts in IOUs.
Guy's got to have a hobby, right, Cabby? Just nod. Go ahead and cough. You wait until we go on the air to cough. You're an idiot. You know that, right? sounds like a Pink Floyd album. Rams poised to grab Wentz in with top pick down the court. Ah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Lots to talk about here with the update.
Football.
And Miles Davis in the background, too, man. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the big leagues right now. Straight down through the minors, youth leagues. You can have a softball bat to help with your swing. Yes. Yeah, honest to God, wouldn't lie to you.
I think if you had a Pro Hammer bat, you wouldn't have got out 73.6% of the time.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, my wiffle ball game has improved greatly since then. Hey, we're going to a little bit of a sad story. Former New England Patriot defensive lineman Ron Brace, the second-round pick, way back in 2009, I think.
Yeah, he had about a four-year career.
Yeah, passed away on Saturday at the age of 29.
Sad. No idea yet?
That's what I'm checking on here.
Yeah. He's been last I heard it was the
cause of death has not yet been determined. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's something not good.
Yes.
Just saying. Come on, computer. Let's go. Come on.
Zap.
Come on.
We're all computer.
God, what a piece of thing is. All right, here we go. Let's start Major League Baseball. Yes. Lots of games. I mean, in no particular league. Just going to throw them out there because leagues don't matter anymore, basically. 12 innings it takes, but my beloveds, the Red Sox 7-5 over Houston. San Luis 8-5 over San Diego. The Dodgers put up 5 in the top of the ninth after Colorado puts up 5 in the bottom of the eighth. 12-10. It was the Rams over the Broncos, evidently. P- Pittsburgh and Arizona. 13 innings. It was Pittsburgh 12, Arizona 10. After Pittsburgh put up two in the top of the 12th, Arizona ties up at the bottom of the 12th with two, and then Pittsburgh.
These are good teams.
Yeah, couple, quick safety in overtime. Miami 5-4 for the Gigantes, who are two games under 500. Hey, just saying. Seattle and the Halos are playing. The Halos are not playing. 9-4 was Seattle over the Angels. Kansas City 6-1 over Dim Bomb Roshan. The Pale Hose 4-1 over Tejas. Milwaukee takes care of matters is for once. 8-5 over Philadelphia. It was the Mets 3-2 over Atlanta. 16. This was just. You'll be reading about this one in the paper on Monday. Washington 6-5 over the Twins in 16 innings. I mean, it was a bizarre game. Cleveland 6-3 over Le Tigre et Etoile. The Cubs shut out Cincinnati 9-0. Elsewhere around the diamond, Toronto doubles up on Oakland 6-3. And Tampa 8-1 over the Evil Empire. You know, the Orioles, ever since they started 8-0, they're 3-6 since then. Just saying.
That's how it goes. It's all math.
NBA playoffs. Bye-bye, Detroit. Cleveland 198 over the Pistons. Boston ties things up with Atlanta. Isaiah goes for 28, down 11 at one point. They win it in OT, 104-95 over Atlanta. Going back to the Peachtree City for that one.
Make it cool.
Steph Curry tweaked the knee, MRI on Monday.
He just gets in the way, according to Klay Thompson.
It was tied at halftime, and then Golden State's put up a 41 spot
without
in the third.
Him, right?
Without him, yeah. 121-94 over Houston. And San Antonio, they're just playing some great basketball right now. I'm not saying they're just – right now – boy, I hate to say this. This is almost heresy, or as Ron would say, this is almost hearsay. This is hearing say this in the Bay Area, but right now I think San Antonio is playing the best basketball.
I got bad news for you. Had another stupid prediction, like my three.
You say nothing intelligent.
I think
enough
even
for...
without Curry, the Warriors are going to win hands down.
The whole ball
even
of wax.
Curry does not come back.
I don't think they should have played him from this series, but that's me. Other NBA notes: the Lakers. They're moving in a new direction. What they did was, so you give this guy the five worst starting basketball players in the NBA. They play miserably. So what do? You can't fire the whole team. What do? Yeah, fire the coach, Byron Scott. Nice knowing you.
The third base coach.
They're looking at Thibodeau, by the way.
No, Thibodeau went to Minnesota. 5-year contract.
The Thibodeau report. Oh, missed out on Tibbs. They said here. I'm gonna read these. Yeah. Helps buy my glasses.
Love Thibodeau.
Yeah.
Go Wolves. We'll see them in the playoffs.
We sashay to the frozen ponds. Do you want to know why we sashay over there?
We love hockey.
And we're in San Francisco. We sashay. It's just what we do.
Well, I love hockey.
Bye-bye, Philadelphia. Washington, the Caps. The Great Eight and company. One zip over Philly. The Flyers go home. My brother-in-law is not happy about that.
But
the Bruins didn't make the playoffs. Shut up, Brian.
No, but Philly did it. You know, they didn't go out.
Boy, Minnesota. Minnesota came within the blonde one, as they used to say, winning this one out. But they ended up getting beaten by Dallas. Final score there, and it was two overtimes. Finally,
uh-oh.
Finally, the Islanders win a playoff game.
Wow, a series, you mean?
Yeah, series, man. I mean, when was the last time this happened?
Oh, my God. Those 4 years.
I think Billy Smith was in the pipes.
Yeah. That was a great team back
then. Oh, man, that was a fantastic team. There's a great documentary about that, too, I think. Yeah. I mean, that was long. That was never a New York team. That was the Islanders.
Where do the Islanders play compared to, like, I know Madison is Rangers.
They play on. They play in Long Island, Nassau Coliseum.
Oh, get out!
Yeah.
How many miles? Like,
it's like a good. It's a good 45-minute drive from New York.
Oh, get out!
Yeah.
Nice. So they're more of a New York State Island.
They're Long Island team. The Long Island just embraced those guys.
Oh yeah.
Nassau County.
No, I'm very happy for the island.
Let's see what else we got going here. Blah 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 blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah. I wanted to. Do 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 do. So we got the draft coming up. I forgot who I was listening to the other day, and whenever they're talking about when they have these pre-draft shows,
right.
And they mention your team, your ears perk up a little bit, right? It's not that they have no clue, but here was NFL teams believe that Jared Goff to the Rams is a done deal. By the way, the kid out of Cal,
and this one says Wentz that Sports US.
Yeah, well, what do they know? Yes. So they get up there and they start all of a sudden hear, oh yeah, and the Ravens, and of course being a Baltimore fan, my ears perked up, and this is exactly what I hear, and Ravens, well, they just end up doing something quirky like they always do. I was like, thanks for that in-depth analysis.
In-depth.
I'm serious. I was just like, really?
What is their pick? Like,
I don't know. It doesn't matter. They're going to do something quick.
How low are you before it's irrelevant what they think you're going to pick?
I don't know.
It's like after seven people, maybe.
No. That is the worst. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
Okay, you tell me somebody low round in the bottom half, and you tell me what player they're going to grab.
No, you said the way you just said it. You said it doesn't matter. Look at Brady. There's Joe Montana, Terrell Davis.
Oh, that don't count. That's second round.
Third? What are you talking about? It's third and sixth round.
Yeah.
There are guys in the Hall of Fame who were Bart Starr, a 17th round pick. God, you're an idiot.
And they only had, what, like half the people show up for the first Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, they're playing Kansas City.
It's a different era.
1-800-878-7529. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, 1-800-878-7529. Along with my intellectual equal, I got it. I won't go there. I can't do this anymore. It's Sports Overnight America.
Entertainment centers all over the Midwest have turned for decades to Moss Distributing of Des Moines. That's right, if it's a coin-operated, swipe card-activated, and it's providing amusement, chances are it's from Moss Distributing of Des Moines. Moss Distributing has the latest in video games, jukeboxes, pool tables, to name just a few. All over the Midwest, businesses turn to Moss Distributing. For the best in sales, service, dependability, and experience, Terry Moss in Moss Distributing of Des Moines. Go Iowa Hawkeyes!
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Flags up! Now that I have your attention, it's time to address how you call yourself a fan. Tell me, Lieutenant, just how long have you been a fan of your favorite team?
All my life, sir.
And you, Cadet, do you fly a flag of said favorite team?
No, sir.
And you, are you aware that Heartland Flagpoles and Custom Flags has every flag from every team, for every sport, almost, and offers free shipping when you buy online?
I am now, sir.
Good. Then immediately following this commercial, you are to visit HeartlandFlagpoles.com and order a flag today. Do I make myself clear?
Sir, yes, sir.
Dismissed.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Banana!
Yeah, speaking of which, before we get to our caller at Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio. Ooh, little Earth, Wind & Fire, the late Maurice White. Great band. Everybody now, all together.
Do you remember
Sports Overnight America. You know, these guys got paid a lot of money to sing this song. Maybe I should let them. What do you think?
They already spent it.
Good point. Philip Bailey action. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. And, Cabby, you can probably tell you can hear the melancholy in my voice, can't you?
Absolutely. And the karaoke, it's always...
No. This is serious. This is serious now. Sure. All right, stop trying to be funny. First off, you never succeed. Secondly, this is serious, okay? I karaoke one time. I was so hammered I don't remember doing it, and somebody actually made a video of it. Oh, I found out. They showed it. I think they had one of those little Palm Pilot video cameras. I took it, and I threw it in the Baltimore Inner Harbor. I said, here's $200. Go get a new one. I swear to God, I did.
I had one time they had karaoke, and I said, you got any butthole surfers?
Talk into the microphone.
And I said, you guys got any butthole surfers? And they looked at me like...
Like you were,
why don't
like,
you leave this
why don't you leave this establishment now and don't ever come back? We'll give you money not to come. We'll Stephon Marbury. We'll pay you not to show up.
They did not refund my.
So basically, here's why I'm sad. I was reading on CNN Money today, and I actually double checked this. And years ago, when I was in Costa Rica back in 2001, someone said this to me, and I thought, you know what? I didn't know they had crack in Costa Rica or heroin, because do you know they said, you know, there's a bananas are becoming extinct. Now, they're telling me this, and I'm at this banana grove near this town called Sierrape. Notice how I can go Sierrape. Great town. They got the river. They got anyway, they have crocodiles, too. But I'm in this banana grove that went on all the way to, like, Uruguay. I'm not, just bananas. I mean, but according to CNN Money and a few other, I double-checked on this one. There is a very good chance, and this will be a crack, because I absolutely, you know me, I love bananas.
No, right. No,
or as they are to be pronounced, banana. No. And evidently, there is such a shortage of these things that it is conceivable that by the time, by 2025, there may not be, I mean, nothing against the black and white rhinos, there may not be bananas anymore. How the hell, really? Bananas? Okay, fine.
The only food we don't grow domestic.
Indigenously.
Is that the way you say it?
Indigenously. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, and it is time for... Clap, 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 clap.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the intellectual portion of the program. And for that, what we do is we head to a place where John Updike once said you can look further and see less than any other place on earth. Of course, that would be the not-so-great state of Texas. Although I can't say, because I had a great time in San Antonio.
I love El
Paso. And you know, of course you would.
Yes.
Do you want to know why? Because it's quick. You can get into Mexico quick with all the dumb crap that you do. Anyway. I was in Houston, and I was in San Antonio this past week. And, aside from the flooding and the cows floating around and the horse rescuing, which was kind of fun, you know, I had a nice time in Houston. I was at the West End. I stayed at the Galleria Doubletree. I met some very friendly women, you know. But, then you have to get some people who just want to completely tarnish my image of the city of Houston and all of Harris County. For that matter, all of you know what? Screw it. The entire Southwest. I am upset with you right now because you became Philadelphia on Sunday evening. And you're saying to yourself, well, how is that possible? Cabby, you're thinking to yourself, how is it possible that one can correlate Philadelphia, which, of course, I lived 10 years, and the fine people of Houston, Texas, although they have great strip clubs there. Deep in the heart. Well, Steph Curry was playing for the city. You may hear he's a basketball player for the Golden State Warriors.
That gets in the way.
And in the process of the Houston Rockets getting their ass whooped again, and they should not have won game three, the NBA came out and said Harden pushed on. That should have been a foul. Although they should have never gotten to the point anyway. But the point is they did. So Steph Curry tweaks his knee, MRI on Monday. Fox Sports Radio in Kansas City is reporting it's a torn MCL. How they know this, with the MRI not being done until Monday, it's Kansas City. They got to come up with something.
California Psychic
Hotline. I got bounced from Kansas City because, like, I don't know why.
I heard your show.
Well, that's probably part of the reason. But we speak the truth here. And we also seek truth, and we also seek knowledge. But given the fact that as I'm hosting the show and the person we're talking to right now, you're not going to get either of them. Our man Christian in Galveston County, Texas. Christian, welcome to Sports Overnight America, my friend. How are you?
Good evening, Jerry Burke and Cabby.
What's up?
What's shaking, kid?
Nothing much. I just want to know.
There we go.
I just want to know, why the hell are you saying that Houston is kind of like Philadelphia?
Aha! Aha! You fell into my trap. You took the line. Here comes the sinker and some other pitch. All right. So Steph Curry, when was that? It was in the second quarter, right?
Yeah, at the end of the second quarter.
Times off the clock. And
he's limping.
He's limping around. And
Wait a minute. Dude,
my show. You go, shh, 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 shh.
Wait, let him make his
let
point.
Let me make my point.
Okay.
All right. He's limping off the court, and what are there, 19,000 people? I keep wanting to call it the Summit, but I know that's not it. 19,000 people, whatever the hell their arena is, right? And
At least half.
Conservatively half.
Low
end. We're applauding the fact that the man got hurt.
And was limping.
Oh, my God. Why?
Explain yourself, Christian. Explain yourself. We, of the rest of the civilized world, or at least those of us here in San Francisco, are basically allowed to get high where you can't. You can't walk down the street in Texas smoking a joint. I found that out last week. Explain to the rest of the civilized world, how is it that you people think you are above everyone else except for Philadelphia and can applaud for someone getting hurt, Michael Irvin? Go.
You know what? I'm going to say this in the most FCC-oriented way possible.
Oh, screw them. Go ahead.
The fans that cheered Stephen Curry, all 19,000 of them inside the Toyota Center.
Yeah, well, it's a lousy car anyway. But
they're idiots. They really just don't understand the appreciation they have for not only basketball but for sports because –
No.
They are ticket holders.
No, you're off base here, Christian. This is like someone getting into a wreck in a NASCAR. The person's getting airlifted out, and you're applauding right. Not because he's being airlifted. You're being applauded because he was in third place at the time, and you want your guy in first. You know,
perfect. A NASCAR fan that roots for accidents.
Well, no, I do that, but I don't want anybody to see me get hurt.
No, I do it
although, because I was no, because
NASCAR.
I was at Watkins Glen when DJ McDuffie was killed.
Ooh.
And there was not a dent on the car. I saw Davey Allison at Pocono. I saw Davey Allison I've seen plane crashes that didn't look this bad, and he walked away from it. Of course, he was killed in a helicopter crash later. But no, explain yourself. Defend Texas on that one, Christian.
Yes.
You know what? How the hell can I defend myself?
Because it's Texas. You have a lot of stuff to defend there, Christian. I'm giving you an easy one.
I accept his apology.
I can't defend. I mean, on behalf of all
the decent.
Apologize to us Bay Area people. I'm a San Franciscan. Cabby's homeless. He lives here somewhere.
Yeah, right?
I want Christian, on behalf of the entire state of Texas, I want you, my friend, to apologize to us here in San Francisco. You hurt our feelings. We're hurt.
Okay.
I'm serious, Christian. We're hurt. We thought, you know, in the spirit of competition. We let James Harden get away with that push-off. We didn't raise a stink. We didn't burn down the city, right? But now you have to defend yourself. We want an apology.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it now. On behalf of Houston, Texas sports fans and all sports fans across the Gulf Coast of the United States, I would like to personally apologize.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I have my OCD friend Greg telling me why bananas are extinct. Cavendish bananas. I have no idea what a Cavendish banana is, do you?
It
sounds kind of snobby to me. It sounds like it should have like a handlebar mustache and a monocle. Due to viruses, other varieties are not. Cavendish bananas are good because they aren't too squishy. All right. Okay, I'm good with that. Transporting is easy. Something about, oh, God, what the hell? My neighbor brings them over all the time. Well, this doesn't do me any good here. He lives in Hawaii now, doesn't he? So it doesn't.
Do we grow bananas in Hawaii?
Oh, evidently.
We must have started late or something.
I don't know. I know Jim Neighbors.
Jim Neighbors
had one of the biggest privately owned macadamia farms in the world in Hawaii. That's where he made all his money.
Ooh.
Well, that being Jim Neighbors.
I have a Jim Neighbors Christmas album if you want to hear it.
I would rather listen to Baby Harp Seals being clubbed. Anyway, Christian. Wait, back to you. Back.
Apologize.
No, I didn't hear it. Defend that and apologize, damn it.
He did.
Okay.
Not good enough. You hesitated.
No, he did not at the beginning. He came right out with the apology.
In all seriousness, Chris, like, I know not everybody in Houston was happy about that. Just the people who were in the arena.
Well, half.
You know what? I think it's stupid, really, because, I mean, if James Harden or Patrick Beverley or Trevor Ariza or even Dwight friggin' Howard was down injured like that, they would be standing on bended knee praying to God
I know personally, if that had happened in Oakland, let's just say that Dwight Howard and James Harden got hurt in Oakland, okay? I'm telling you right now, of the 19,350 seats there are at the Oracle Arena, I'm telling you, half of those people, they would have called 911 for him. They would have called 911. Yeah, and I know for a fact, at least three people would have come down out of the stands and offered assistance to help carry him off the court.
And filed a suit against the Golden State Warriors.
The Golden State Warrior fans would have called 911, yes, trying to get some medical attention for the man.
Yes.
But no, not in Houston. Ah, you guys applaud. You're worse than Philadelphia. And your cheesesteaks suck. I was there. Look, it's kind of hard to compare them to Philadelphia, though.
No.
You have good steaks. I got news here, by the way. The Capitol Grill next to the Galleria Doubletree. Oh, my God. They have this double-layer platter of seafood thing with lobster and oyster. And then I had a 26-ounce steak that was still breathing when I got. And the White Russians there. Oh.
How's the seafood in Galveston? It's got to be just as good, right?
Who cares? They booed. They applauded someone getting hurt.
I hope all
their seafood is tarnished.
I do not judge anybody by a bunch of douchebags.
Final score from Minuteman Field in Houston. The Red Sox, after giving up two in the bottom of the ninth, come back 7-5. They take care of the Astros.
Downward spiral
for the guys. Although, you know, I saw them when they were playing. That was a Texas. You know, those unis they have with the dark blue jerseys with the red hats, those are kind of money. I kind of dig those.
Oh, you mean for the Astros, the new Tequila Sunrise jerseys?
Oh no! These were just.
What was the joke on the old ones?
Oh, they looked like they looked like a Hawaiian softball team.
Now the Padres had the taco look.
Right, they had a Hawaiian. No, you guys looked at the Hawaiian softball team. We used to call them
with Houston, huh?
Yeah,
the big
but no. They were pretty cool. They were kind of old school. And with the block lettering, it just said Astros on it. Those are pretty cool. I kind of dug on that. But anyway, it's Houston. You people are mean. Why do you want to hurt our feelings? Why would you want to hurt Steph Curry's feelings like that? You know what's going to happen now in Game 5? We are going to. You think the bitch slap you got today in the second half was bad? The Warriors aren't even going to have to come out in the second half and play, and we're still going to beat you by 20.
Let me guess, for Game 5, because of what happened yesterday at the Toyota Center, the Warriors are going to stump a mud hole in the Rockets.
Bitch slap!
Well,
bitch slap
in the second half. I want to ask you about Beverly, though. He got injured and didn't come back. How bad's he hurt?
Who cares?
No, Christian might know.
But still, wait a minute. What's the question, Cabby?
Beverly got hurt and he didn't bring him back in the second half?
Oh, Patrick Beverly got hurt. Yeah. If Patrick Beverly were to have gotten a serious injury, the entire Toyota Center, about 16,000, 17,000 of those folks, would have stood silent. There wouldn't have been a dry eye in the house. There wouldn't have been a pin dropping. You couldn't have heard it.
A pin dropping?
But still,
aren't you?
I don't see why they had to cheer Steph Curry getting injured.
Because it's Texas. They would.
Yes.
Really. Really? And you know what? They probably had to make him pay his own hotel tab this time, I'm guessing.
But still, though, that ain't right. And I'm pretty sure the beating that the Rockets got.
Bitch slap!
I think bitch slap in there.
Okay, bitch slap, beating, same thing. Either way, the Rockets got one hell of a wake-up call today by losing Game 3.
It was tied at halftime. And you lost by what? 26, 27?
That's when the incident happened.
I don't even want to mention the score to the game.
I could, except I didn't write it down.
But still.
27
the Rockets. But still, the Rockets losing today was a wake-up call.
What wake-up call? You're lucky that wasn't it. It should have been it. I'm serious. If James Harden didn't bring out a 357 and use it to get that last shot off in Game 3, the series is over.
Hey, the Rockets right now are reserving green times at their local golf courses.
They shouldn't even be here because Sacramento tanked it against you guys.
And blew your draft pick.
Yeah, you don't get a draft pick now. Good. So, I hope you're happy now. Yeah, I hope you're happy.
If the Rockets would have lost against Sacramento and Utah would have beaten
them. Utah would have, but they just said, screw it. We don't need to
put up
this crap.
Even the New England Patriots have sympathy for the Rockets on their draft pick.
Why won't you talk into the microphone? Why won't you? It's right in freaking. It's not like I've disguised it to look like a beer can.
Kind of looks
Jesus
phallic.
Christ.
It's too phallic looking for me.
Actually, it's kind of looking phallic. Especially with that big sponge thing on the end.
Boy.
That's just to keep you from drooling on
it. My clown nose.
Exactly. Anything else on your mind, Chris? So basically what you're saying here is you're ashamed to be a Texan right now. Not just a Houston. No. You're ashamed.
I guess so. After I just heard the fact that 17,000 fans booed.
No, Chris, it wasn't just that. I have it on good authority that half the people on Briar Lane Road in Houston, going off from the West End all the way out to that taqueria, right, that really big margarita. I heard these people were stopping cars listening to radio to get out and applaud. I heard it was the entire. I thought Harris County City Commissioner was clapping. That's what I heard.
I got one last one.
No, you're quickly. 20 seconds.
You're trying to be funny. Because you know, do you have Osweiler fever?
I got Altuve fever, but not Osweiler fever yet.
Goodbye, Christian.
Thanks.
Talk to you on?
Yeah. Social media.
That means he can follow us on Twitter, at Sports Overnight, like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a... Just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerrieBurke.
Social disease media.
Apologize, Texas.
God bless it.
Our feelings are hurt in San Francisco. News next. This is Sports Overnight America. See you next time, Channel 93.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.